Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, for Monday, June 30th, 2008. The Israeli army continues to attack West Bank areas and injured three on Monday. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli troops wounded three civilians during separate attacks near the southern West Bank city of Hebron on Monday. One of the attacked was a worker from Hebron who was on his way to work in Israel. Local sources said that the worker was bruised and left heavily bleeding by the army. The second man, Mohajed Abu Jaish, was severely wounded in the head after his car was run over by an Israeli army vehicle east of Hebron. Meanwhile, Osama Ghanem was attacked by Israeli soldiers manning a checkpoint near Hebron on Monday morning. Also on Monday, the Israeli army invaded the central West Bank city of Ramallah and kidnapped two civilians during a search campaign, which targeted a number of homes in the city and nearby Kalandia refugee camp. Israeli army attacks were also reported near the cities of Jenin and Nablus on Monday. On Sunday, Palestinian medical sources in Tubas city reported that Israeli soldiers shot and killed a 17-year-old from the city during an army invasion. The International Solidarity Society for Human Rights issued its monthly report for June 2008 on Monday. During the reported period, the society stated that the Israeli army has killed 35 civilians, 29 of whom lived in Gaza, and 6 of whom lived in the West Bank. At least 320 have been kidnapped during the month. In addition, the International Solidarity Society said in its report that the Israeli army continues to employ the policy of extrajudicial assassinations. The report shows that out of the 29 killed in Gaza, 22 were killed by this policy, and one out of the 6 killed in the West Bank was killed in the same way. Of the 320 kidnapped by the Israeli army in June, 40 were children under the age of 19. All were taken to unknown detention camps. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Dave Orwell and Yassan Banoura.